This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Oh man, we are back. Let me get Bob Wilsey here.
Hey.
What's up, you guys?
Will, did you vote against slavery? Never mind. Never mind. Will. Bro, that was crazy.
I saw the same thing last night. I was like, wait, that looks kind of crazy, but all right. It can't possibly be that. But
yeah. No, it was that.
I am, that's a tough act to follow. Dr. Flo's great. And like, I just love listening to you guys and to her and learning from you all. Like, it great segment, just have to say.
Thank you, my guy.
Thank you, brother.
It's always good talking to you too, man.
Yeah, we'll get back on track here because the Kings had a huge victory last night. But man, I truly appreciate everybody who I didn't intend that went 40 some odd minutes, and I know a lot of people are here to hear about the Sacramento Kings, but they stuck around and listened to Dr. Flo, who gave a very nonpartisan view on what's going on in the world and what's going on in politics and the importance of getting out there and voting and representing Sacramento. So big thanks to Dr. Flo and the Sacramento Observer. And if you haven't gone out there to vote yet, go out and do that. And as Dr. Flo mentioned, if you're not registered, that's all right. You can register at your voting place. You can absolutely just search, where do I vote? Type in your address. It'll tell you where to go. And if you're not registered, you can register right there. On the spot, but get out there and vote. Will, everybody votes for you, man, because you don't miss. Let's start with, obviously, the Kings got a huge victory last night against the Miami Heat. An incredible win, an incredible performance from so many. But can we start with a stat that I think you put out before the game? And it's the Keegan Murray stat.
Yeah. Yeah, so I know James read it yesterday. I'm scrolling down to it. But just how reliant and good the Kings have been with Keegan on the floor. So when Keegan, this is, again, before yesterday's game, they have a plus 14.3 net rating. And what I did is even that out with the season ranking so far. So that would be right around the Cavs, who are third in the league. And with Keegan off the court, they have a minus 24.3. For reference, the Jazz are last in the league at negative 18.3. So you're seeing just a huge swing with Keegan on versus Keegan off. Mm-hmm. I think a big part of that is not only how well Keegan's playing, but how slow of a start Trey Lyles has had. Mm-hmm. And they just don't have someone who can do so many things like Keegan can. Like, Keegan is becoming, kind of quietly, a very well-rounded star, where similar to Fox, he plays both sides of the ball, but he just does so much, and the Kings are asking a lot out of him. I think that's part of the reasons his three-point shooting isn't where it's been in the past, but he's rebounding, he's guarding the best wing option, he's being aggressive on drives, just he's doing so many things that Trey Lyles doesn't have that skill set, and they don't have another player who can replicate that on the roster is currently constructed.
Yeah, I think that we talked about it yesterday. I want him to shoot the three ball a little bit better, but I think he's had a great start to the season. I love what he's doing, showing the variance and how he can score. His rebounding has been top notch for where it was last year. And defensively, we all know what he was capable of, but he's been as advertised on the defensive end this year as well. He's had a really good start to the season, and the three-point shooting, I think, will turn around for him because he's getting so many good looks. They're going to fall eventually, but I really like his start to the season, and it makes sense that when he's out there, the Kings are significantly better. I understand Trey Lyles plays a little bit into that as well, but Keegan's own play plays into that as well.
Yeah, and he's doing all that on, like, he's posting that much of an impact while shooting only 30.2% from three. Yeah. So I don't even need him to get up into the 40% range. Last year he was at 35.8. Like, I would even take that with everything else he's contributing. If he becomes back or gets back to that like 39-41% range, mm-hmm. that's when he turns into a star. Like, if he can continue his production in the other facets of the game as well. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about last night.
So fun.
What, like, you had number? I know you love games like that. I can I can see when Will. I just imagine like Will in front of his computer, like a kid, just like, oh, this is great. Big third quarter, got all these numbers. What stood out to you the most? Because it feels like there's a lot. But what stood out the most last night in that 111-110 win?
I think it wasn't even the numbers, but just the physicality and the Kings matching what the Heat were bringing in the physicality of the game. Like, Sabonis, he got beat up so much. And the Kings didn't back down from that challenge. I really liked the Fox. I don't think it wasn't a dirty play or anything, but when he kind of got what's the guy's name? The guy who was lighting it up from three.
Oh, Larson.
Range. Yeah. Kind of shoulder checked him a little with a hard foul. And just the whole team seemed to have that physicality and confidence, especially after halftime. The third quarter was absolutely bonkers. So pulling that up, in the third quarter, 37 to 17 points. Kings out-rebounded 12 to 6. They had 7 assists to the Heat, 2. Shot 68.2% from the field, 30% for the Heat, 57.1% from 3, and 12.5% for the Heat. The advanced ratings for those quarters, they match. So offense and defense are the same for Kings and Heat. But for the Kings, offensive rating of 160.9, defensive rating 73.9, net rating of 87. Obviously, that's a very small sample size. It's a 12-minute stretch of a game. But it just shows how dominant that quarter was. And whatever they said during halftime, it worked. And I think that, with the physicality, is they... something went on in that locker room during halftime, and they came out and posted probably the best quarter of the season.
That's what I thought, too.
I think everyone's dying to know what happened in that locker room.
Yeah.
I will ask Jake to ask DeMontis. That always goes well.
That goes great for us. It always creates a good soundbite.
But one of the things that was so impressive about what you're talking about, Will, and what we all saw, was you're talking about one of the notoriously more physical teams in the league. I mean, that's just how the Heat play. You got Bam Adebayo. You've got Jimmy Butler. You've got these guys are routinely physical. That's how they play. They play a physical brand of basketball. And not only were the Kings able to match that physicality, they were able to out-physical them a lot in that third quarter and kind of deliver punches back to them. And, you know, it's just something that I think it's an evolution of this particular group, and you got a guy like DeMar DeRozan that adds that type of level to their game, because now on the perimeter, not saying Fox or anybody else is soft, but on they call him Debo for a reason. Mm-hmm. I talked about yesterday, him and Jimmy Butler, that was a dog-on-dog clash right there. They was going at it. And
they have such similar styles and games, too. Like, it's fun to watch those, too.
Yeah, man. So it was really reassuring to see them be able to match that level of intensity and physicality yesterday.
Yeah, and having DeRozan, like, he comes as no surprise, third in the league in clutch scoring so far with 24 clutch points. Mm. Like, having him be able to just go get a bucket whenever is needed is such a luxury, where I think teams just were able to key in on Fox so much last year that having one person who can do that is great, but having two, if they choose to guard DeRozan, that's when we see Fox go on runs. So we saw Fox in the third quarter and DeRozan to kind of finish out the fourth. And shows, I think the Kings have done a good job so far this season of kind of riding the hot hand of whoever is in the zone at the time. But they kind of move in little pockets of who is scoring in the quarters or the halves. Mm-hmm. Still haven't really seen that huge singular game that someone's posted. A lot of like 20 to 30 point games.
Mm-hmm. Do you, overall, you think De'Aaron's playing well?
I think he's playing okay. I think we all have very high standards of him. I think he's playing well in terms of like a NBA player. I'm pulling up his numbers just to see.
They're pretty good. I saw him this morning. Kind of shocked me how good the numbers are, because I think he can play better than what he hasn't played bad. Yeah. But I think he can play at another level. And then you go and look at these numbers, and he's top five numbers, to be honest with you, from a point guard.
They are 24.1 points, 5.6 assists, 5.3 rebounds, 2.1 steals, which is higher than his league-leading 2.0 last year.
Did I hear this right?
Shooting?
Are De'Aaron and DeMar 1 and 2 in steals? Did I hear that right? That can't be right, is it?
I haven't seen it, though.
It's close. I know the Thunder are probably up there as well. Nah, like, they
stupid Thunder
are so good on defense, and they really are.
It's frustrating that they absolutely got better.
They are not 1-2 in steals. Okay. DeMar's, well, they're 3-5, though. Fox is third, DeRozan's 5.
Okay.
Yeah. Jordan Poole, 2.8 steals a game.
Well, that's your boy.
That is my boy. He's having a good start to the season.
Draymond Green gave him a little attaboy.
And Jordan was like, "Get off of me! Cool. Get away!"
I think if Fox
about that later.
Go ahead,
can get his 3-point percentage up just a little, 29.8. But James put it really well. His 0-11 dragged down a ton. Yeah. Before that, he was at like the 36 range, so that'll even out with a few more games. I thought he's played well. It still feels like he's figuring out his way in the offense more than the other players. That's just vibes. But I don't know. What do you guys think?
No, I'll take. I want him to be a little better than what he is right now. But if you told me for the whole season he was 24-5-5 with 2 assists, I'd be like, the Kings are probably in good hands. Like, he's probably doing well.
Yeah.
Like you said, it doesn't necessarily tell the whole story.
Stop doing that voice, because that guy's in trouble.
We're not gonna have to do the voice. He's gonna be on the show.
He's about to get voted out of Milwaukee.
Oh boy.
But it's like, I think he's played well. I don't know if it's a situation where our expectations are just a little higher for him, but you know, numbers wise, and then you kind of think back to like the games. Like, he was really good in Atlanta. He was pretty good against Portland. He was really good against the Lakers. And you think back game by game, like, yeah, I guess he has been pretty good. But maybe the expectations are just so high for him, because we want him and we think he can be an all NBA guy, and we want him to reach those type of numbers. But he's had a good season so far.
Yeah.
What do you think about the 4-game road trip? Obviously, that tonight was a very dramatic cap to it, but that's a 3-1 road trip. I mean, people thought they might get the Toronto one, lose the last game to Miami. That wound up not being the case. They lost a really close one. Toronto wound up winning a really close one against Miami. But overall, that 4-game road trip, Will, brought them a game above 500. What do you think about it?
I love it. I think the Toronto one is tough, but totally understandable with everything that was going on. And again, the big takeaway of that is just forcing it into overtime, which hard to do a consolation prize. But when you go 3-1 on a road trip, that's a pretty good consolation prize. I like the way they've played against the teams that they theoretically should beat. I think we haven't seen them come out flat very much, which is great. Good starts to game in the first quarter and then turn it on in the third quarter. But it's hard to ask for more than 3-1. You'd love to go 4-0, but coming back 4-3 with only two home games played so far in the season, I feel really confident about where they're at.
I do too, man. I've kind of, you know, stretched out this window when we started talking about this about a week ago. I know the road trip is what everyone was focused on with the 3-1, but I saw these bookends to the road trips with the Portland game at home and the Toronto game at home, and I said in these next six games, mm-hmm. I want 4-2, possibly 5-1 to kind of get yourself above water. At the time, they were 0-2. They've already solidified the four wins. You got an opportunity to go 5-1 in those six games. And all right, now we've got everything going back correctly. We've got some wins under our belt. And now we can get ready for the rest of the schedule and start, I don't want to say smooth sailing ahead, but feeling good about yourself. I thought last night was a really big win. It felt like they looked like they took that game seriously as well and looked at it as a big win as well. And now, tomorrow, you've got an opportunity in that six-game stretch to go 5-1 and be 5-3 overall.
And that's a opportunity, especially this year, they have to take advantage of. For anyone who hasn't looked at the standings lately, there are six teams in the West that are 4-3. So it is going to probably come down to...
So what's our magic number, Will?
Oh. Do a quick calculation in my head.
Magic number to clinch a top six spot here seven games into the
217.
season. There it is.
Something like that. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we got some tiebreakers with the playoffs and how just even everything is. That's what it's showing so far in the regular season so far. I can't wait for the Kings to play the Suns. That's kind of the matchup I'm looking forward to next, and see them against one of these top tier teams. Suns 6-1 right now. Like, I've got that game circled.
Yeah. They look legit. Like for real. Not like, oh, early season success, this is cute. No, they look like a significantly better basketball team than they were last year. I think the same is true for Golden State too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they're a good team. They've got the next four games or so.
Yeah, they've had a comfy schedule, mm-hmm. But they've played good basketball.
Yeah, they have. They can shoot the rock too.
Yeah,
they can shoot the rock.
Sucks, Shavano.
Even
he should change his name. He should just get. I'm gonna get rid of Buddy. I'm Shavano Heald from now on.
Even your boy shooting the ball relatively.
Who's
well.
My boy?
Your boy Draymond.
That's your boy.
That ain't my boy.
Who has a Draymond Green impression? Raise your hand. Scanning the room.
Wait, how does that make him my boy? Nope. I have a Jerry Jones impression. It's not my boy.
Some beg to differ.
Actually, you can make the argument anybody I like, I don't have an impression for.
So why do you hate Kyle Shanahan?
Oh, no, I do like Kyle.
No.
I do like Kyle. And I like Doc. Doc ain't never done nothing to me.
No.
It's 50-50.
Because Doc has never coached one of your favorite teams. That's why you like him. Jeez. That's why you're good with Doc. Well, I know you haven't gotten this far yet, Will, because it's tomorrow, but they're playing Toronto again.
Yeah.
Like, having those games like in quick short order and, you know, previews by the numbers used to be your bag. Is it just, hey, let's not give up 46% from three and maybe we got this one? Is it, hey, like, you're not going to, you know, catch us flat-footed this time? We're not in a road trip. We're at home. I mean, it does feel like Toronto played a little bit above the head. It's not like Scotty Barnes is back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Like, they're playing the same exact team. Any early thoughts on the Toronto matchup tomorrow?
Yeah, I think you've got to focus on fast break points. That's kind of their one game where they really lost in that category. Mm. So fast break points in the loss against Toronto, the Kings had 17, which is fine. That's their second highest of the year, but they gave up 27. So Toronto, that's where they excel. I don't have the number right in front of me, but they're top in the league in fast break points. So they turn their kind of quick, easy offense and use it well, which is so important when you're missing a player like Scotty Barnes, where if you aren't able to get going in the half court, you have to find an easy way to score. And that's how they did it So the Kings have allowed their other games 4, 16, 4, 10, 10, 5. So that 27 is a huge outlier, whether it was tired legs, missing their threes, just the number of opportunities for Toronto in that category. Like, that'll probably be my main focus for tomorrow.
Yeah, don't let Agbaji and Boucher just...
That'd be a good idea.
I don't think you have anything you can do about Boucher. He just clearly, every time he sees the Kings, is just...
Well, clearly he's the greatest player that's ever lived.
His shot is so... like, just looking at it, it doesn't look like it should go in as well as it does, but it works.
Yeah.
At least against
He's a good ball player. I'd love for him to be on the Kings. A lot of people have been saying that for a few years. Yeah. I'd love for him to be on the Kings, man. He's a good little ball player, especially off the bench.
Yeah.
Great stuff, Will. Great stuff as always. Will Z of National, Will Z of SI. Keep up the great work, my friend.
Did he write something about the Kings not playing defense yet?
No,
he's national.
No, but Will is national from a different breed.
Ah, you're right.
He's new age national.
Got you.
Like, Will actually watches basketball. He actually watches the Kings when he writes about them. That's why he's so different than other national writers.
Can I give a quick shout out for the watch party coming
up? Yeah, this weekend.
Yeah, this Sunday, Kings versus Suns at Bike Dog Brewing, their East Sac location. They've got a projector set up. They'll be piping in the sound. I'll be doing stats there live, so it'll be fun. Come hang out, have some beer, watch the Kings hopefully beat the Suns.
Yeah. That's good stuff, man. That's awesome. Yeah. Will has been working on this for...
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Almost a year setting up this watch party. So that's pretty dope. Yeah, man. That's pretty dope. Will, we appreciate you. I think we might need to do something again later on this week. So we'll connect. Maybe we'll do something Friday.
Yeah, sounds great.
Great stuff. Thanks, Will.
Guys. Take care, Will.
That's a man, Will Z, right there of SI. You want to be a part of the show? Number of ways you could do it. You could hit us on the Elk Grove Kia Talk line, 916-909-1320. Or you could hit us in the Chatty House, brought to you by Matthew's Mattress, where Black Friday savings are here. You can save up to $800 off Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets. There's so much that you could do. The first order of business, as always, is find the location nearest you. Head over to MatthewsMattress.com. Find the location nearest you. Again, Black Friday is no longer the Friday after Thanksgiving. It's November. And Black Friday savings are going on right now. Casey, you know, you can buy by five. You can be sleeping in your new mattress
nine. That's right.
You know, they remove your old furniture. They'll remove your old bedding. They'll do all of that stuff for you. All you got to do is find the location that's nearest you. Go to MatthewsMattress.com. Go in, tell them you're part of the Chatty House, and take advantage of all of these amazing Black Friday savings that are going on right now. We'll come back. We'll talk more Kings basketball. We got Trista Crick coming up at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. We got Jason Jones, who I think is going to be in a celebratory mood in the final hour of the show. I'm curious, though. His Lakers have come back down to earth a little bit. We got all that ahead. We're thrilled that you're here with us on this election day. Stephen McKC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. From the NBA, sorry.
My bad. I was just going to say, you know, what did Dusty Rhodes say about hard times?
Yeah.
It's the snack area. That's what Dusty was talking about.
It's hard times.
Jesse, we're just trying to make it, man.
I'm going to start saving stacks for later.
Joel Embiid has been suspended 3 games without pay for shoving a member of the media.
Sounds fair.
Embiid's suspension will commence the next NBA regular season game for which he is eligible and able to play. That, again, a press release from the NBA.
That sounds fair. Like, look, I feel how I feel about it, but I also understand there's consequences to your action in a league. Like, it's the NBA. So you're going to have to pay for your actions, regardless of whether you felt justified or I understand them or not. 3 games sounds fair. It didn't need to be anything crazy like double digits. But and it probably should have been more than just 1 game, but 3 sounds fair.
Yeah, I guess so. You're right. It's fair. I hope. Yep. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine. I don't know. I don't know what the I think it's the Philadelphia Inquirer. I don't know what they took the article down. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what the league can do, but
the league has.
There need to be some conversations about how credentialed. Like, it's not a blog,
right?
It's the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Right, right, right.
There needs to be an understanding of how athletes are covered.
Right.
And there's a fine line between covering a professional athlete and attacking a professional athlete. And you as a journalist, have the right to write whatever you want to. Mm-hmm. The league and a team also has the right to say, you do have the ability to do that. What you don't have is access to that athlete.
Yeah.
And I have no issue with that. That's not an attack on free speech. Mm-hmm. That is just very simple. You have the ability to write something. You have the ability to exercise your free speech. What you don't have is the ability to have access to this basketball team at the same time the rest of these individuals do. It's not about being critical of a performance.
Right.
It's about attacking a human being.
Right.
Those aren't the same thing.
I would absolutely, if I was the Sixers or the NBA got involved or whatever, I'd absolutely put him in timeout. Like, you can't have this access. You can't be here in this manner for the foreseeable future. Month, whatever. I might probably wouldn't even put a time limit on it. But you're in timeout, bro. Because you stepped out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a situation where just one person is going to get quote-unquote punished in this situation. You're in timeout. I would let you know right now, it's not indefinite. It's not like permanent where you're just gone forever right now unless it's multiple offenses from you. But we'll reach out to you when we think it's okay for you to come back. That's how I would do it if I was Philly.
I mean, I don't remember the guy's name. That guy in Indiana. The Caitlin Clark thing.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't allowed to cover games in person anymore.
Yeah.
Now, it was a little creepy, mm-hmm. but I don't think, I think it was in poor taste and judgment and not like predatory.
Right.
Like, he almost acted like a fan rather than a journalist. Mm-hmm. He couldn't cover the heat in, he couldn't cover the Fever in person. This guy's article was edited and then completely taken down. Mm-hmm. So the parent company acknowledged it's probably a little too far.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be greater consequences than that. And I'm not suggesting the man lose his job. That's not my call. I don't know his body of work well enough to make that proclamation. But if I'm the NBA, and this is probably a better move for the NBA than it is for the Philadelphia 76ers, mm-hmm. to say that's not how we're going to stand. We're not going to allow our athletes to be attacked.
Exactly. No, exactly. Yeah, he shouldn't lose his job, nothing like that. But no, you're in timeout. You're crossing some lines right now, and I think the definition of it, you need to think about the way you're going
That's
about
right.
things for a little bit. So you're going to sit over here for a little bit. And if you're open or you want to continue to do your job, we'll revisit this a little later, maybe in a couple weeks. But right now, you don't have access right now.
And I'd really like that. And you're speaking on that from
I would say the Philadelphia
job. Yeah. Oh,
I would say I know the NBA may have to step in and do it, but I would say
I'd rather the Sixers do it. I'd rather the NBA do it than the Philadelphia Inquirer. I would like the Sixers to stay out of it, but I understand. Okay. I understand your point. I feel like the Sixers get criticism. What are you going to say to the league? Like, because if it's the league that does it, that's a message. Mm-hmm. To beat reporters or whatever, columnists, whatever they are, or whatever he was, around the entire league. There's a line. And if you cross it, we'll take measures. Whereas if Philadelphia does it, that doesn't affect Sacramento or L.A. or any other team in the league.
True. Not. I mean, the NBA would have a bigger voice, so
impact.
To speak. Yeah, bigger impact. But the... You would know a little better. Are these teams and the PRs and credentials, are they treated like states in America? Like, you handle your business. If you need the president to come in, the president will come in. But you handle your team, your arena, the way you want to.
You're right.
And that's why I'm thinking more of the Sixers. The Sixers can say, we're not going to stand for this. And then everybody else kind of follows suit. If you do the same, they're all watching. This, what happens in Philadelphia, or what we're saying could happen in Philadelphia, could happen to you here in Sacramento if you behave the same way. We've got the authority to do that. We don't have to wait on the NBA.
I hear you. The NBA suspended Joel Embiid.
That's true, too.
So the president stepped in.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, 100%. The president stepped in. Yeah. So Joel Embiid, I don't want to make a joke, but Joel Embiid suspended 3 games. If I'm Philadelphia, I'm just like, oh, yeah, he's ready now. He was going to come back the next game. Hey, Joe, how close are we? 3 games? Perfect. Yeah, he was eligible to come back now. Like, he was feeling good.
Yeah.
He was sweating, had a great workout. great workout.
Yeah, just started up 3 games early.
Yeah, that's it.
Hit the ramp up three games early.
Trista Crick going to join us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. DeMar DeRozan was spectacular yesterday. Okay, so I guess there's another thing we should mention, too, because it was a talking point yesterday, rightfully so, I think. Keon Ellis started.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. we were like, Keon should be starting. Like there's no reason for Doug McDermott to start. And, like, James, there's nothing wrong with making the case for why Mike went with Doug McDermott.
Yeah.
Can we just all, now that it's over, acknowledge that was dumb and wrong? And it's okay. I recognize, I will be the first one to point out, it doesn't feel like it this year. I am a very big fan of Mike Brown. Mm-hmm. But I do think sometimes he, I don't know if he tries to outthink the room or he just tries to, this is the smart way to do it. Like, no, put the next best guy in who makes sense. Keon has started, like, it works. Doug McDermott was at home 3 weeks ago. He doesn't need to start in an NBA game right now because he's 6'4".
Yeah.
So that's over. Keon Ellis started, and I actually thought he was really good, because the thing we haven't really talked about, I thought the Kings, and this is the case with every game this year, with the exception of one little stretch, I thought they were really good defensively.
I thought they were, too. I thought they matched the intensity of Miami, like we talked about with Will. Miami's a physical team, and they matched it. And in a lot of times, especially in that third quarter, they exceeded it. And I thought they were ready to play. I thought they were ready to compete. And there was a sense of urgency to this game, to winning this game, that I could feel watching it from the Kings, especially in the second half. With, like, once again, whatever happened at halftime, they said, no, we're not going out like this. And they were ready to fight for this win. And it matches up. I asked you, is it yesterday, is it all these, finding a way to stay in games and coming back and stuff doesn't mean anything. Well, maybe it does. Maybe it is the character of this team, because they've shown, we would love for them not to have their back up against the wall, but they've shown when their back is against the wall, they'll fight. They'll fight. They'll compete. And yeah, we saw it again last night. And not only going into halftime did it look bleak, but there were times, like you mentioned, in the fourth quarter where it looked bleak. Then they continued to fight. They continued to keep pressing on. And yeah, it could be something that is a true characteristic of this team that would be a welcome characteristic of this team this year.
All right, we'll come back. There was an NFL game last night.
It was a good one.
It was a good one. Chiefs stay undefeated. Got a little scare along the way. We'll talk about that.
I got a question about that, too, about the Chiefs and everything. I just got a question.
Okay. Can he ask questions? Next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Shout out to our people over at MapTrition.com and trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. You can head over there right now. That website was created just for you if you want a free nutritionist consultation. If you want to learn about their online training, Katie and I are going to start some of that this weekend. Or you just want to ask our guy Greg some questions, you could do all of that over at trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. And most importantly, there is a link right there to MapTrition.com for you to grab all of your supplements, your all-day BCAAs. I've started just carrying those in my bag so I can have them every day. Strength enhancers, fat burners, I take those every morning, and your boy is in a groove. I ain't going to lie. I look kind of good right now.
Come on now. Talk your talk.
I look kind of good right
talk
now.
Talk your talk.
I've tightened up the nutrition a little bit, up the protein intake, cut out the alcohol. That's getting thrown out tonight, though.
Oh, well, it bees like that.
No. Yeah, it does. But I'm in a great place right now thanks to this website, trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. And, of course, all the supplements over there on MapTrition.com.
Real quick, can I just talk about a little bit of my personal experience real quick?
Please do. People? Please do.
What are people? Over at Prize Picks. Shout out Prize Picks. And I got last night.
Oh, no.
I got. We had the Beam Money popping off. You know what I mean? Kings game going on. I needed.
I told you I'm uncomfortable with that, right?
Well, I mean that's what it's called, though. I mean, which I can't change the name. That's what it is now.
You can't. You created it.
Yeah, but there's hashtags all over the place now.
Are there?
Yeah, it's a fixture. So Beam Money. You know what I mean? Had the Beam Money popping off last night. De'Aaron Fox after his 0-11. I said, nah, man, he's gonna get more than 2.5 3-pointers. He got 3.
Yes, sir.
DeMontis Sabonis. Points, rebounds, and assists.
He got 2 in the third.
He did. He'd start cooking. DeMontis Sabonis, 36.5 points, rebounds, and assists. I said, my man gonna handle business. He got 39.
Let's go.
And he got it on the last play.
Well.
He got the rebound and the points. He got that 3, boy. Shout out to him. And I'm like, yo.
Well, wait a minute. How'd you get got then?
Bam Adebayo, 17 or more points.
Uh-huh.
16 on the night.
Well, you didn't do the 2 out of 3?
No, I went greedy. I got greedy.
Oh,
I went with the power play.
Wow.
I went with the power play.
Wow. Greed.
Well, I needed the power play.
What'd Gordon Gekko say about greed?
I needed the power play. I went with the power play. But look, man. Here's a good thing about it. You go to Prize Picks, you set your lineup, you can put in that promo code KIFM, you get $50 off your first $5 lineup by just using the promo code KIFM. And that's why I'm still kicking. That's why I'm still doing my thing, because Prize Picks is going to look out for you. Next time I might go with the flex play.
Yeah.
But I got greedy last night. I should have known. Bam, out of bio.
Can I tell you what's funny about what just happened?
What's that?
When I was doing, you know, talking about my people at MapTrition and the training and all of that, and I thought you was going to talk about your fitness. I thought you was going to talk about working out.
Oh, no. Well, you know,
what he was doing, too.
I was like, oh, yeah, because,
well,
I
no
mean,
story
you know,
to that. I was just in the lab again last night.
Well, I was going to say, there is a story. Like, you've been, you've been working. You've been, like, you've been drinking your water. You stopped bringing in those plastic bottles. You fill that thing up before you get on that road for the long ride.
You know, I'm trying to do what I can. Like I said, you know, I was in the lab again last night. You know what I mean? Just, I'm doing my work in silence. You know what
I mean?
So
I like
by
it.
By the time.
I'm not. I'm doing mine loudly. On video.
By the time we get to the D'Lo and KC pool party, they'll be like, damn, all right, bro.
Oh, that pool party's happening.
Shout out Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more information.
Shout out Premier Pools.
Hey.
We'll tell you about that one later. We'll tell you about that one later. Patrick Mahomes overcomes an ankle injury. Said he was pretty scared. Said he knew it hurt. He knew it hurt bad, but he wasn't sure how bad it was going to be. Obviously, it wasn't that bad. Easy for me to say. But the Chiefs are 8-0 after surviving an overtime thriller with my boys from Tampa Bay, man. Who they're struggling a bit right now.
Yeah, man. Baker almost pulled it off, man. I think it was around the 2-minute warning, timeouts left or something like that. I had to go give Ryan a bath. I was like, Patrick Mahomes got it. It's like 3rd and 6 or something. They'll get it done. They'll run out the clock. It's all good. There was a scare earlier. You know, they might lose, but nah, he's got it now. And then, you know, I get Ryan a bath or whatever. Say, I get back into where the TV's at, and I see Baker making the throw to tie the guy. I said, Even to the point where Troy Aikman was like, they might have went a little too fast. They could have used some time or something like that. So, you know, goes into overtime. Obviously, the Chiefs score. But I have a question, and it's just a question. So I don't think it's a declaration at all about how I feel. But
okay,
Chiefs are 8-0.
Yep.
What would you put on a scale of 1 to 10? What would you put on a scale of 1 to 10 that they are this year's version of the Eagles?
None.
Yeah, 0.
0.
Maybe a -2.
Andy Reid is not Nick Sirianni.
I mean,
Patrick Mahomes is not Jalen Hurts.
He's not.
There is no dissension in that locker room.
No, not like
that.
They're
playing good football too, by the way.
Who?
The Chiefs.
Not really.
Yeah, they are. You can't be 8-0 and not play good football.
Their defense is good. Their offense is
fine. They're fine. They're not great. They're playing good football. You can't play bad football and be 8-0. We're not doing that.
I would disagree. The offense is not playing fine.
They're good football.
The offense is okay.
This is a safe space. Yeah. I think that question was ridiculous.
Well, you guys went way off. Then, like, they're just going to start splintering and arguing with each other.
But that's what the Eagles were.
But I'm talking about the record. I'm talking about
Could they finish 10-5,
10-6?
Well, they can't
finish
that. 10-7.
Yeah, something like that. Like 11-6. Kind of falter a little bit as the season goes along, record wise, because they have. I don't think they've looked great at all.
They
said the same thing about them all last season, and they won a Super Bowl.
They can win. I'm not saying they can't win. I'm just saying, is there any chances that they lose?
Yeah,
four or five games.
These are all. I think they've had like what are they 8-0? I think they've had like 8-1 score games.
Yeah,
maybe not that close, but like they've had a lot of really close games.
That's what was happening with the Eagles when they were 10-1.
But these aren't the Eagles.
Right, I understand.
They're the defending Super Bowl champion. Like I think if they lose two. They find a way to regroup and stop that skid. I don't think they can skid the way an Eagles or I don't think the Steelers ever really skid that year. I think they just lost in the playoffs.
I think they lost their last three.
They started 11-0 and then that was it. And then they got blown out.
Did they?
Then they got bounced in the first round. They lost like three of their last four.
So. I don't see the Chiefs doing that. Like the Chiefs can lose a couple more games, but they'll be in the AFC Championship, probably Super Bowl.
I don't think they will either, to clarify. I don't think it'll be that. But I disagree, Jesse. I don't think they've looked that good on offense. They've left something to be desired.
Oh, they definitely haven't.
They've left something to be desired on the offensive end.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I don't think it'll happen, though, is I think that defense is the best. I think it's top flight. It's them in Pittsburgh.
So to be clear, the answer to your question is it's not. It was a number. What was the number? You said 1 to 10. I said 0. Jesse said -2.
I wouldn't go negative. I'd say probably 2 or 3.
Okay.
2 or 3. Okay. And it's purely because I think that defense is, that's something Philadelphia didn't have. They didn't have an elite side of the ball.
They had a good defense, no? That year?
Our defense was, the last year?
Was last year the year they were 10-1?
That defense was.
Chiefs are top.
Because they feel like they've been horrible for like 2 years, but I guess not.
Chiefs are 10th in points per game this season. I feel like we saw them tear it up with Tyreek all those years ago. It's just a different football team the way they play now. Like I think their offense is fine. Like I said, they're top 10 in points per game. So it's like that's good. It's just not where you used to be. But like I said, I just think they're a different football team now. I think
maybe so. It's one of those things. Like they're different. They're not.
I think
bad
that's,
on the offense. Yeah, but like how many times have we seen? Well, maybe it's just twice. But in a situation like last night, third and five, chance to put the game away. They put the game away.
Oh.
Against Baltimore, Mahomes almost throws a pick. Last night, they didn't get it. Like, there's little cracks in the armor that are leaving these games open, but they have an elite defense that they can rely on that these other teams in the past.
I think Mahomes is making the most out of their offense, too, because it's not like they have these top receivers or anything like that, but it's good. They can make it work.
Jesse's on to something here. The Chargers, when they beat the Chargers, they scored 17. When they beat the Falcons, they scored 22. Every other game has been 26-plus. That's not a low amount of points.
Doesn't look pretty. It's just different.
It's not, you know, Patrick Mahomes throwing for 5 touchdown passes. Like, it's not that stuff, but it's also not
to that point
anemic.
To that point though, like we talk about the Niners offense falling off, right? And the Niners haven't scored less than 20. I think against the Vikings they had 17.
They're 6 in points per game.
Yeah, and we talk about, man, that offense is not the same without Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. Like it's the same type of conversation.
A little bit. They've had more 30s than the Chiefs had. They got 17 in there too, and 18. They got a couple of lower score games. But you're right, it looks different without.
I think the Chiefs.
There's got to be at least a couple of defensive touchdowns in there too.
There's only two teams that could beat the Chiefs.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.